habit not to come. If you can't, you can't. But if you can, you should. Fair enough? If you can't, you can't. If you can, you should. Be here tonight. Bring somebody with you. You'll listen to this song, The Broken One.
Maggie came home one day with a raggedy hand. Said, Mama, look what I found in the neighbor's garbage can.
Amen.
That, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. I want to take just a minute this morning, and I want you to open your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter number 7. Matthew chapter 7. This is a Sermon on the Mount, they call it. And I want to preach on a verse of Scripture this morning. Matthew chapter 7. Take your Bible, please. Unusual way for me to do on Sunday morning, sort of a little lesson I want to give you today, this morning, if you'll give me attention. If you give me attention just a few minutes now, we'll not be long. We've got to dedicate the babies. We've got another one wanting to join the church this morning, and but I'll go ahead and be brief and get right into the message. Matthew chapter 7, I'm going to preach on one verse of Scripture this morning. Now think about this. There are 1,189 chapters in the Bible. And there are thousands, literally thousands of verses. If everybody would live by this one verse, he said, boy, there's a lot in the Bible I can't live by at all. If everybody would live by this one verse, there would be no war in the world. There would be no quarrels. Just this one verse. If you didn't even have all the rest of them, there would be, nobody would ever steal anything. Nobody would rob somebody. There'd be no divorce. Nobody would ever commit adultery. Nobody would ever get murdered. If everybody would live by this verse, you say, well, I want to see what verse it is. Matthew 7, verse 12. Matthew 7, verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Romans, Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 13, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And all the law is fulfilled in this saying, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Listen how simple that is. And it's sort of got the name of the golden rule down through the years, so I reckon that's what I'll call it. I don't know where that come from. But I want to preach this morning on the golden rule. My mom always said, Danny, treat people like you want to be treated. And that's basically what the Lord was saying in this scripture this morning. If everybody lived by this verse, nobody would be selfish. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke these immortal words. Ain't nobody else spoke words like that. You'll never hear a quote from Buddha or Muhammad or any of the Greek philosophers, Plato, Aristotle, Socrates. None of them spoke on this level. A man stands up and makes a statement like this. There's no greater statement in the history of the world than what Jesus said here in this verse. Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. No philosopher in this world could ever come close to saying what Jesus said here. I don't know if you know this or not, but J.C. Penney, the big chain clothing department store, whatever it is, had a different beginning. J.C. Penney, man's name was James Cash, like money. Cash Penney, like a penny. And J.C. Penney grew up, and his daddy was a pastor of a little Baptist church out in Missouri. And J.C. Penney's daddy was a preacher, and he preached right. And this boy grew up. He said, I want to build a business, and I want to build it on Bible principle. And he said, I'm going to build a business. And he said, my business is going to be based. He said, of course, I'm going to make a living. But he said, my business is going to be based on aiding religious causes, scientific advancement, and educational projects. He said, I want to be a help to education, science, and religion. And he said, in my business. As a matter of fact, J.C. Penney's store, when he began it, the name of it was the Golden Rule Store. Do you know that? And they later changed it to J.C. Penney. And of course, you know, the rest is history. But he started out by saying, we're going to treat people like we want them to treat us. And God bless it. That'll work in anything. That'll work in business. That'll work in life. That'll work in church. That'll work in your home. That'll work at school. The Lord said, whatever you want men to do to you, do to them. Everybody listening? You know what you need? We need to learn how to do it. It's got nothing to do with salvation. But in our daily lives, we are to treat other people like we want to be treated. Oh, boy. Are we living in a day opposite of that or what? We're living in a day when people say, well, I'll do whatever I want to, but you better treat me right. And I'll do say whatever I want to say, but you better talk to me right. And I'll act any way I want to act, but you better act right toward me. That ain't the way it works. The Lord said, whatever you want people to do to you, then you do to them. We're just going to take a minute and look at it. What if we did that in our homes? Just in our homes. I mean, your kids, all you that's got kids, siblings, you got two or three, you know what they do? They fight over the toys. One of them gets something, and the other one wants it. And they don't want it until they see the other one get it. It's laying over here, and they're not even playing with it. But when their brother picks it up, I want that. Now, what is that in a kid that makes him want to do that? Who taught them that? It's their mean nature they inherited from you. And you inherited it from your mama, and you got their mama, and they got their mama, and they got their mama, all the way back to Adam and Eve. That's right. You know what makes a kid selfish? It's in their nature to be selfish. A kid has to be taught, no, we share things. If your brother wants to play with it, let him play. You have to teach this stuff. It don't come natural. Our school system in America today, they take it for granted that everybody's born good and society makes somebody, that ain't the way it is. Everybody's born bad. Everybody's born bad. We're all born with sinful natures and we must be taught to act right and do right and be right. Amen? I tell you what, that's like a little boy. Two little boys riding one of them little ponies and is pushing each other and pushing. And he said, if one of us could get off of here, I'd ride better. That's human nature. That's human nature. The human nature is me first, everybody else next. What I want first, everybody else just do without. That's human nature. Amen. If you don't want somebody in your family to raise their voice, don't raise your voice. If you don't want people to be hateful, don't you be hateful. Somebody has to give way. I talked about marriage a little bit in marriage problems Wednesday night, and I said there's a rule. There's a rule in shipping out in the ocean that the more maneuverable ship must give way to the less maneuverable ships. Now, for you that don't understand that, what that means is, if there's a little old ship that can just go in and out a little boat like this, and then there's this big old boat coming that can't turn as fast, the rule in shipping is the more maneuverable ship gives way to the less maneuverable ship. That's just common sense. In other words, that big ship can't move, so the little ship says, "Say, well, if we ain't going to wreck, I got to move." Now, that's the way it is in marriage. Hopefully, husband or wife will have enough sense to know that the other one don't have enough sense to avoid an argument and be more maneuverable. Do I need to say that again? Hopefully, I that went right over most of you blondes and you that are dyed blonde too. Amen. Let me say that again. I said, hopefully, either husband or wife one has got enough sense to know the other ain't got enough sense and goes ahead and moves out of the way and says, they're so dumb they can't figure this out. To avoid a fuss, I'm just going to maneuver. And that's why people get divorced. Neither one of them is maneuverable. Pow! They hit each other. And they go, pow! Hit each other again. Well, I want it. Well, I'm that. Well, I'm that. Well, I'm that. The more maneuverable has got to move out of the way so the dumb one don't. One of you got to have enough sense. Amen? And like that one fellow said to God, he said, we got married for better or worse. She couldn't have done no better, and I couldn't have done no worse. That's bad. That's bad. But listen, brother. One fellow said this. Said the secret to a happy marriage is never to go to bed angry. He said, I ain't slept for 2 years. That's awful, isn't it? That's awful. But anyway, if we the secret to a good marriage is do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That's the secret. You don't need 40 hours of marriage counseling. You need to say, I want to live by one verse of Scripture. I want to treat them like I want them to treat me. You say, well, they're this. Well, what have you been doing to do them? You say, well, they're mean. Well, you've been mean. You say, well, they're hateful. You've been hateful. If you are, don't get mad at them. Be what you're supposed to be. If you want them to treat you like you want to be treated, treat them that way. Amen? If you want respect, show it. If you want your husband to respect you, respect him. Honor him as your husband or honor her as your wife. Amen? That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, it'll work in our home. We must learn to live by that golden rule. Amen? And then let me say also, this will work in churches. This will work in churches.
So many churches this morning are tore all to pieces because people say, I don't care who likes it. I want to do what I want to do. I don't care who it hurts. I'm going to do what I want to do. You know what causes problems in churches? People say, I don't care how it affects everybody else. I want what I want. That is pure selfishness. And selfishness never made a man happy. You will not be happy. You'll be more miserable. That's what people in Hollywood and rich people are in general, miserable people, because they live for self. You know, when you're most like the Lord, when you live for others. When you're most like Jesus is when you forgive others. Amen. Listen, you know what ought to happen in churches? I'm praying that God will do a great work in our church. We need a work in our church. You say, well, Brother Danny, them days are past. Not really. I was preaching another week in Virginia. I preached up in Martinsville, Virginia, at Southside Baptist Church, and Brother Don Thomas, I don't know if you know Brother Don, and I was up there preaching and had a three-night revival. And I preached Thursday night, and it was good, not much happened. I preached Friday night, and it was good, but not much happened. I preached Saturday night, and I prayed all day Saturday. I stayed in the motel, and I prayed, and I said, Dear God, please do something in that church. Please. And it was good, but nothing happened. And I come home, to be honest with you, I was a little bit discouraged. I drove home that night all the way from Virginia, got up the next day, come here to church, like I always do on Sunday. I came in that morning, and I preached, and I done what I always do. And brother, when I got home, I had a message on my phone, and it was Brother Don. He said, Brother Danny, he said, I just want to tell you something. He said, revival broke out this morning. He said, we had the best service, been there 12 years. He said, we had the best service that we've had since I've been the pastor. He said, people were crying, giving testimonies. He said, we never got out of church till nearly 1 o'clock. He said, it was on, glory to God. I said, amen, thank God. I didn't think the Lord done nothing. I guess the Lord wanted me out of the way so he could bless. I don't know. Maybe I was hindering it. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing, God did it, and God can still do it. And if everybody in here will get right with God and right with each other, God can do it here. I'm telling you this morning, the secret is treat each other the way you want to be treated. Amen. Lord, I've heard of people getting mad because somebody got their parking place. Yeah. I've heard of people getting upset because she knows that it's my turn for the nursery and that she wasn't there. And I've heard people getting mad because, now they know good and well, one man came to me one time and he said, my Bible was moved. And I said, well, you'll get over it. He said, somebody moved my Bible. I said, you'll get over it. I mean, people get mad. I know of a church up in the mountains, they said, church up in the mountains was building a building and putting a roof on it, and they got in a fuss over what color shingles put on that church. Half of them wanted brown, half of them wanted gray, and they had a big business meeting and like to blow the whole thing out fighting over what color shingles put on the roof. Not reaching souls, not supporting missionaries, shingles on the roof. That's Christians. You say, well, who finally won that argument? Depends on which side of the road you come up. You don't believe that, do you? Half that church got brown shingles, and the other half got gray. Amen. Boy, ain't that a testimony. Lord, have mercy, what a testimony to the community of how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in whatever. Listen, brother, we ain't dwelling together in no unity. I mean, people hate each other. I mean, people, I know of a woman one time in a church. She's mad at this other woman, and when she seen that other woman coming, she'd just go like that and look the other way. And this woman came to me, she said, what am I going to do about it, Brother Danny? She hates me. I said, be nice to her. I said, the next time you see her, just say, hi, how are you today? She said, okay. So the next time she seen that woman coming around the hall of the church, she came around and said, hi, how are you today? And she came to me. I said, what'd she say? She said, she looked at me and said, gag. I kept right on walking, got in the choir, and sung the glory down. How would you like to pastor a church? Lord, have mercy. Amen. I'm telling you something, brother. Listen, I'm telling you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, you do to other people like you want them to do to you. I've seen people get mad. Somebody said, well, I was sick and nobody called me. I said, well, how many people did you call? When is it? Nobody. Well, then do to others like you want them to do to you. He said, I was in the hospital. Nobody visited me. Now let's see if we can remember how many people you visited when they was in the hospital. Isn't it weird? Isn't human nature? Isn't it weird how that we want everybody to just cater to us and we don't cater to them? Isn't it weird how we want to be treated like a celebrity and we treat everybody else like dirt? The Lord said, whatsoever ye would that you men do to you, then do also to them. Amen. You want somebody to call you when you're sick? Call them when they're sick. You want somebody to visit you when you're in the hospital? Visit them when they're in the hospital. You reap what you sow. Amen. And then let's talk about society just a second this morning. I'll be done. We'll do some more next Sunday, Lord willing. Society. I heard about a man. He was a bishop, actually, in New York, and he was supposed to be a real religious fella and everything, and they was going on a ship years ago, and you could go up to the desk, and there was a guy called a purser. And a purser, like purse, guy had a purser behind the counter, and he was bunking, he was rooming with this guy that he didn't know, and when he saw this guy come in, he got all his money, and his gold, and stuff, and he took it down to the purser and said, I want you to keep this for me during the trip. I'm not sure if I can trust that. The way he looks, I don't know if I can trust that man that's rooming with me. And the guy looked back at him and said, okay, that's fine, sir. And he said, just so you'll know, he was in here a few minutes ago and said the same thing about you. What do you mean? He can't trust me. That's the way it is. That's us. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. Talking about the election. Somebody talking about the election coming out, and they said, Brother Danny, what do you think about it? And somebody said this. Nothing. You watch them. Nothing aggravates a politician like another politician playing politics. Once again, for you that are slow on it up. Nothing aggravates a politician like another politician playing politics. They say, he's just playing politics. Wonder why. I mean, they say, he's a mudslinger. They're all mudslingers. Amen. Say amen right there. Amen. It's funny how that when somebody else is in sin, you come down on them and judge them. But when you in sin, well, I mean, that couldn't happen and you just don't understand and all that. I mean, boy, we're the world's worst at that. You treat people how you want to be treated. You know why I'm merciful to people? Because I need mercy a lot of times. Amen. You know how come I'm kind to people? Because I need kindness. You know why I help people? Because I need help this morning. Amen. Say amen. Amen. That's right. You know why I'm going to get kids this seat and bring them to this youth service? Yes, sir. Because I'd give anything in the world if somebody would have come to Hoppy Tom Hall and got me when I was 8 or 9 years old and brought me to see something like we're going to see tonight. I'm going to visit some people, Lord willing. I'm going to try to get my neighbor kids if I can find him. And you know why I'm doing that? Because I wish somebody had done that when I was young. Man, I wish somebody had come to my house and there had been a preacher preaching on the mark of the beast and the end times and just scared the pure devil out of me. You know why we run our buses? Because I wish somebody had done it when we was all little. Might have saved me a lot of heartache if somebody had done that when I was little. You keep this thought in mind this morning. Whatsoever you would that men do to you, do also to them. You know why you ought to love God? He loves you. You want a place in His city? Let Him have a place in your life. You want God to acknowledge you? Acknowledge Him. You want the Lord to bless you? Live for Him. You want God to work in your life? Work for Him. Because whatever you do to people, that's what's going to wind up being done back to you. There's a verse that says, whatever judgment you meet, it'll be turned right back on you. The old people used to say it like this, whatever goes around comes around. And you send out them ships, they're going to come back in one of these days. Let us stand by our heads for prayer. Every head bowed and every eye is closed. Simple.